This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we're going to go around the room here. We got Stubb, J Money, and AWOD. And in honor of last night, election night, we will vote on the best quarterback that played this past weekend here on QB IQ.
You know, that is my dream. That's what I want to be. And it's what I believe I am as a quarterback.
Being a professional quarterback is arguably the toughest job in sports. Maybe the world.
Quarterback will say, hike. That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback.
The most important position gets the most attention. We'll take a unique look at the best quarterbacks in the league each week.
It was just much better execution all the way around.
As we go through the lens of NFL quarterbacks with QBIQ.
The best quarterback stats from the weekend came in a loss as Joe Flacco threw for 470 yards, four tutties, but took an L to the Chicago Bears with Caleb Williams finding Colson Loveland. Daniel Jones had the second best stats, and he threw through picks, even though he threw for 342 yards, which was second among all quarterbacks, and his team took a loss. I don't think Sam Darnold was the best quarterback from the weekend that was this past NFL. I just think that he had no pressure, and he threw that pick on the one play that he had pressured. And that's what Sam Darnold is in my mind. Like, if he has great offensive line and has time, he will carve you up. But if we, as we saw with the Jets, as we saw with the Panthers, as we saw at times the end of last year with the Vikings, if you get him off of his spot, he will have mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought for a long time with Sam Darnold. I just, as he's been able to do this now with the Seahawks after the Vikings, I think something's changed a little bit. I don't necessarily think the Seahawks offensive line is, like, special.
Yeah, but they're able to play. They can run the ball with the two guys they have. They use Smith and Jigba so well. And like, they had him lining up in the backfield, in the slot, on the outside. They do a lot to make his job easier. For me, my vote is easy. It's Matthew Stafford.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Matthew Stafford, oh, he played against the New Orleans Saints. All right.
That would be my
argument. That team's awful. But if you look at the body of work that he's done this season, and then look what he did again this weekend. Quarterback rating of 140. He was 24 of 32. And I get it. It's a bad opponent. But you play the games that are on your schedule, and he threw four touchdown passes, didn't have an interception, 281 yards, and Puka got hurt in that game. Like, that, to me, I think that was super impressive what you got from Matthew Stafford. That's my vote for the quarterback of the week. Let's go inside the mind of the NFL quarterback. Here is Matthew Stafford.
It was a great route. Obviously, our guys up front did a great job giving me protection. I was able to kind of hold the post player just for a click, and then peeked out of the corner and saw that getting getting behind him, and put it into a good spot. You know, it was left my hand, felt pretty good, and ended up pretty good. So I was happy for it. Obviously, great catch by Puk to come down with it right there, toe tapping and getting in. So he had another great day today. So just fun to be a part of this team, fun to get to work with the guys that we get to work with because of the people they are. You know, they're great players, yeah, but it's fun because of the people that they are, and we get to, you know, share victories like this in the locker room together and then come back to work and get ready to go.
I think Matthew Stafford should be considered as one of the favorites for league MVP on the season. Jay Money, who are you voting for quarterback of the week here on QBIQ?
I think you might have to go all the way back to Thursday night football. Lamar Jackson had a really good return against the Miami Dolphins. 4 touchdowns of his own, just like Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, and he barely had an incomplete pass. 18 of 23, 204 yards. We know what he can do in the rushing attack as well. I mean, the Ravens do look like they have completely changed their season. I'm so jealous. I guess Lamar is just that special. But also, you got to credit Harbaugh and the culture they've got there. Let's go inside the mind of Baltimore's starting quarterback after making his return, Lamar Jackson.
I just wanted to put points on the board. You know, I didn't want to start off too slow. You know, after that play happened, I was ready to go. It kind of tipped me off a little bit.
Lamar just is so good at making things happen. And I do feel like that, look, with him, with Derrick Henry, with the weapons they have on the outside, if they make the playoffs and if they have a home game, I will pick them. That's how I feel about Baltimore. I think they can beat anybody at home. I don't know about them going on the road, just like I don't know about Buffalo with that.
At home in the playoffs against the Chiefs, I'd pick the Chiefs.
Okay.
Just because of history and everything we've seen from them. And I think that is a possible playoff matchup right now.
Inside the mind of the NFL quarterback, who's your vote?
I mean, you got absolutely Stafford and Jackson put up great numbers, but Josh Allen put up great numbers against the Chiefs. No interceptions, 1 touchdown passing, 2 rushing, 273 yards, near perfect completion percentage. I mean, he outdueled Mahomes that game by a mile.
Yeah, the 3 sacks didn't really cost his team because he would get the first down on the next play, but it was the 23 of 26, and he kind of needed all of that as Kansas City tried to make it a game late. Let's go inside the mind of the Bills' starting quarterback, Josh Allen.
I mean, yeah, that's they're the pinnacle of what you want your franchise to be. They've been that for the last 8 years. You know, anytime you get a chance to play, you know, the best, and you can come away with a victory, you're going to be feeling pretty good. You know, there's a lot to be happy about, but like I alluded to earlier this week, it's never as good, never as bad as you think. So got some stuff to clean up. We'll watch this one tomorrow and get rid of it.
That is QB1 for the Bills, Josh Allen. So we mentioned Joe Flacco's performance, but Caleb Williams did win the game with a game-winning drive, and I think that is going to really help his confidence moving forward. I did think in that game, especially in the second half, you saw Caleb Williams more just release the ball, kind of what Kurt Warner's talking about with Jaden, just get rid of it and stop holding on to it for too long. He found Loveland. He broke the tackle. He went to the house. Let's go inside the mind of Caleb Williams here on QBIQ.
That's what we are. When things don't go our way, when adversity hits, we find ways to win for each other. That's it. I think that's been what it's been this year. Offense not scoring, defense shows up. Defense and offense may give up a touchdown. Special teams puts us in good field position. We kick game winners and things like that. Today, we have to put up a bunch of points to be able to help our brothers. I think us doing that today builds confidence in those guys on the other side of the ball. Obviously our side, but the other side of the ball, building confidence that they know that we have their back.
Also wanted to give a shout-out to Drake May here on QBIQ, going inside the mind of the NFL quarterback. He's just become top 5 now in 3 major categories, yards, touchdowns, and QBR. And look, I really do believe that Mike Vrabel will get the defense to a place that they need to be. And if he keeps playing like this, they could absolutely win that division. I don't see it happening because I think Buffalo will stomp them, and that will be the difference, that one game right there. But at 7-2, they're a playoff team. They're going in the right direction, and Drake May looks like maybe the second-best quarterback from that draft class now.
They're having the season we had last year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good for them. Good for them.
Yeah, and a lot of it is schedule. And, we'll see if the playoffs have the same positive
results.
Right,
look at the last 4 weeks. Saints, Titans, Browns, Falcons. I would kill for that schedule right there. Because if you lose one of those games, that's on you.
Yeah.
So, Patriots are 7-2, and Drake May is playing unbelievable football right now. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we still have to go around the NFL and pick our games of the week, our three-star, two-star, one-star, and our dud NFL game. And I want to play this Kurt Warner audio that has been circulating on social media. He did a 30-minute breakdown of Jaden Daniels. I watched the whole thing last night, and it's hard to disagree with a Hall of Fame quarterback's thoughts on QB1 in Washington, Jaden Daniels. You're listening to A-Wad Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To A-Wad Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. We got the 804 broadcast game of the week, high school football. It will be Hokie Steve alongside Coach Gary Criswell. Hokies and Hoos on Saturdays and the NFL on Sunday. Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Heading out to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline right now to talk NFL football. It's our buddy Mike Jones. What's up, Mike?
How we doing?
We're doing pretty good here, and I think we start with what's going on in the nation's capital. Your opinion on this 3-6 football team?
I mean, it's a really injury-riddled team. Unfortunately, this is the aspect of the game that you really don't have a lot of control over. And, you know, you were hoping that they would be able to build on what they did last year, but they really haven't had a chance. You know, they haven't been at full force this season, and, you know, the injury bug keeps on biting again and again, and it's unfortunate. And, I mean, injury doesn't have anything to do with how awful the defense is, but, you know, I like to think that if you had a healthy Jaden Daniels and, you know, a fully healthy Terry McLaurin, that they would have been able to pull off some of these wins, you know, get into some shootouts and put points on the board like we saw them do last year. And unfortunately, this looks like a year that might be a lost year for them.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that the offense would be flowing even if they had McLaurin, because there's just a lot of issues on the offensive side of the ball and the defense. How do you explain what Baltimore's done? Because their defense was awful a few weeks ago. They had all these injuries, including Lamar, and then they even won a game without Lamar, and it's snowball effect, and now it looks like they're probably going to win that division and host a playoff game.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they've got some young guys, and, you know, they were dealing with injury and guys, you know, kind of having to grow into some roles and things like that. And then I think they also made some adjustments in some of their tactics, you know, with Zach Gore, their defensive coordinator, and the way that they're attacking teams. And they're starting to get healthy again, both sides of the ball. And so, you know, this is a work in progress. Baltimore has been drafting well for a lot of years, making smart moves. In Washington, you've had a lot of bad drafts, a lot of swings and misses, and so you have to go get Band-Aid players, you know, like Bobby Wagner, and, you know, this year was Von Miller, older guys hoping they can help, but you don't have a whole lot of depth, and so, you know, it's going to take a while for them to get the cupboard fully stocked this year, so that way when people get hurt, you have young guys who can plug into roles. And so in Baltimore, they've had young guys, and they're really taking their lumps, and some of those young guys are starting to come on now. Also, you're getting some guys healthy, and that's why they're starting to pull their way out of this hole, because at their core, they're stronger than what Washington is.
Mike Jones with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. At the end of the day, who will be the king of the North, the NFC North? My overreaction on Overreaction Tuesday was Minnesota could still win that division. Like, that was a big win against the Lions there in Detroit to get some momentum. Maybe if they stay healthy, they could make some noise. The Packers have been a little bit disappointing in the last few weeks here. Chicago had a big win. What do you think of the NFC North?
The Packers are the weirdest team in football because, you know, every couple weeks you look at them and they've reeled off a couple wins, and you're looking at them and you're thinking, man, they could actually win a Super Bowl. And as soon as you say that, they go out the next week and they lose a game that they have no business losing, whether it was against the Browns or tying with Dallas or losing to the Panthers. It's like they play down to the level of their competition. I still think that down the stretch of the season that we could see them, you know, continue to improve and, you know, wind up winning that division and be a scary team come to the playoffs. But it's going to take some mental adjustments. They have all the talent. You know, it's going to be interesting. Detroit's another team that, yeah, they lost on Sunday to Minnesota, but I still think that they have the ability to go on a run. It's going to be, and then Chicago is going to make things difficult for a number of teams, you know. And so that division, they might wind up beating each other up, and who knows who's going to be left standing. I think that we're going to see ups and downs from Minnesota. Yes, this past week they had the great recipe, a strong defense, strong running game, and only asked J.J. McCarthy to make, you know, three or four or five, you know, difference-making throws rather than putting too much on him. But I think there are going to be times he goes out and, you know, because he's young, he gets into trouble and they're having to overcome that. And they're probably just going to come up short. But again, this year has got to be about getting him experience and focusing on contending for next year. You know, and so we'll see how it all plays out. But it's definitely an interesting division.
Mike Jones with us, national NFL writer for The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at @ByMikeJones. So we've begun the second half of the season. Give me an AFC team that you think could win a playoff game, not named Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City.
I think Denver can. You know, look, we see ups and downs from Bo Nix, but their defense is really nasty. They are one of the stingiest in the league, and they've won a lot of games in the fourth quarter because their defense has kept them in it. So I think Denver is a team that can do that. And, you know, I think this might be the year that we maybe see Pittsburgh wind up getting a playoff win. If they can get their defense playing like they did on Sunday, and, you know, they've gone out in the trade deadline to try to help their secondary. And, look, Aaron Rodgers is playing well, and he's taking care of the football. He's, you know, making plays that they need to. And, yes, they need more consistency. I would have liked to have seen them get another weapon for that offense to go opposite DK Metcalf. But I still think that the Steelers have the potential to be able to win a playoff game.
Mike, can you believe that America's team, the gambler and his Cowboys, played a nationally televised game on Monday Night Football, and yet a lot of the country couldn't watch it because YouTube TV and ESPN have the standoff?
Yeah, I mean, I am one of those people, and I'm really annoyed because I pay enough money for my YouTube TV that I don't want to go get the ESPN app. But, you know, it's annoying that all these streaming services were held hostage, and the leagues kind of hold, you know, the fans hostage as well, because then you got to go out and pay more for to watch your team. But yeah, as far as the Cowboys go, you know, they you know, underachieve, and we've seen them be really good at home and then struggle on the road. This was the first time that we saw them not be able to you know, get out of their own way offensively, and lose to a team that, you know, I thought that they had a chance to really beat the Cardinals, and, you know, instead Jacoby Brissett got the job done, and their defense got some takeaways late and sealed the game for them.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it either, and I'm just so happy Dallas lost. I needed that. Like, with the way Washington season's been playing out, I needed to see them get their butt whooped, and I couldn't even watch it, but I was so happy with the outcome.
Yeah, no, I feel you. And, you know, like you said, that at least for Commanders fans, it makes it a little bit better. You're not the only person. I had a buddy who's a big Washington fan that texted me and said, well, at least I can celebrate the Cowboys losing. So,
Mike, we're going to play the Kurt Warner audio. If you have gotten a chance to listen to it, could you give us your thoughts or maybe just your overall opinion on, outside of the injuries, the gameplay of Jaden Daniels?
I did not hear what Kurt Warner had to say about it. Could you summarize it? Or?
He's just basically saying he's missing open receivers and he's trying to create too often. That was kind of the breakdown.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, look, their offensive line is still a work in progress. It's not, you know, that sound. And there's pressure there, I think, for him also. Last year, there were times that he had to make something out of nothing, and he's still in that mode. And, you know, defenses also know how to attack him and come at him and keep him from getting comfortable. We haven't seen him look super comfortable, you know, and so I think that it's a little bit of everything. He's probably pressing. The offensive line, you know, still has issues. The wide receiving core, again, he's working with a patchwork wide receiving core. And then, again, the defenses know, okay, hey, this is how we have to take him, you know, attack him. This is how we move him off of his spot. This is how, you know, we kind of play this Cliff Kingsbury passing attack better than what they did last year. And so I think that's all part of the problem, you know, and it's fixable if he can stay on the field. But, again, this is a long-term thing. Sometimes you do take a little bit of a step back to go forward, and, you know, you'll see a team do well and sneak up on people. But then how you do once they know what's coming, how you develop as a quarterback when, you know, you don't have the element of surprise, that's what makes a big difference. And so you just hope that for Washington, they can continue to grow. Jaden Daniels can get healthy and then stay on the field. And they can finish this thing off on a strong note that they can build on for next year.
Yeah, I think he knows his defense sucks. Has a quarterback ever told you that they press or they try to do more things because they know their defense is giving up too many yards and too many points?
I did have a conversation with Rex Grossman that year that he was pressing, and he said it, and he felt like he didn't really have much of a margin for error. And then the more he pressed, the more time he threw interceptions. And then as he threw interceptions, he would press even more. And then he basically looked himself in the mirror and said, F it, they're just interceptions. And he started playing free. That was one of the funniest stories that a quarterback has told me. But he definitely did, like, not have a whole lot of confidence in his defense and not a lot of confidence in his line. And he thought he had to be perfect. And the more he tried to be perfect, the worse it made him. And so once you start overthinking, and just a split second of hesitation can close a window, can put you in a bad situation. And so that's why the best quarterbacks are the guys who are able to see stuff happen before it does and play freely.
That's Mike Jones for The Athletic. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, I'll see you, man.
Yep, you're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105 1FM. Let's do the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio as I give you the latest on QB1 for the Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels. Dan Quinn said they were still going to meet with the medical staff one more time to get everything situated here. Here's my take on what I've seen with my eyes. Like, Jaden Daniels is hurt, and I want him to get healthy again, and I want him to play again this season and play a full game, stay healthy, get protected from his offensive line, look like his rookie yourself again, and build some momentum in the offseason where some team, some player, some agent can look at that game and say, wow, Washington is building something. Because it's been doom and gloom, and the team's 3-6 now. But here's what I've seen with my eyes. Jaden Daniels does not look as good as he did last year. He set the bar so high. He might have set it too high. He was nearly perfect. We had three games at least where we didn't punt the ball. Five game winnings plays, right? A Hail Mary. 851 yards, and he stayed healthy. Damn it, he stayed healthy. And he does not have his weapons this season, right? I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. As you look at how much production Noah Brown, Austin Ekeler, Jaden Daniels, Jamison Crowder, Deami Brown had last season. Olamide Zaccheaus and Zach Ertz. They're all down across the board or on another team. And we have not seen the development from these young guys that you need. But to me, what I've seen is Jayden Daniels not fully trusting his offensive line. And I don't think Cliff Kingsbury has done him many favors with some of the play calling. But Jayden Daniels' play, whether injured or healthy, it does deserve fair criticism. Like, I know he has changed my life. I call him Jayden Messiah. But I think he deserves some criticism for some of his play this season. And Kurt Warner is going to go on a 30-minute rant. We're going to play a few clips of it. I watched the whole video last night. I do not disagree with most of the stuff he's saying. I'm not here to give up on Jayden. I'm not for any mock drafts with Washington drafting a quarterback. I fully believe in Jayden still. He's my guy. But there's a lot to improve on. There was play to improve on last season when we all thought he was perfect. He's young, and at times he's been inconsistent this season with his play out there. So, personally, I think if Jayden hadn't missed so much practice this season, I think if he had Terry McLaurin and all his guys, I think maybe if he had played more in the preseason, we wouldn't see these mistakes. But I do think also the team's injuries are affecting him. That's obvious, right? Like, once again, Austin Ekeler was so key for Jayden last year. There were third downs that we should have had to punt that he just dropped it off to Ekeler. To Ekeler, and he made a guy miss, right? And the same thing with Terry last year and his 13 touchdowns, right? And Ertz last year. But I do think the team injuries, but also Jayden's personal injuries, are messing with his processing speed. And he's not taking what the defense is giving him. Here's Kurt Warner on Jayden Daniels. Let's play Kurt Warner clips 1 and 2 here. Jay Money. Kurt Warner talking about Jayden Daniels.
There's a lot of factors. No question. There's always a lot of factors with a quarterback and with a team and whether guys are healthy and whether they're healthy and all those things. The bottom line is when I analyze a quarterback, I look at the play in front of me and I look at all the factors. Where are his eyes? Where is he reading it? Where should he be reading this? Is there pressure? Is there guys open? All of that stuff. And then assess the quarterback play off of that. Okay, here we come with the naked bootleg again. There it is. That's open right there. Got to take it, right? We always say when you have a naked bootleg, the intent of a naked bootleg is not to throw the ball down the field. The intent is to get the defense to play a little bit more at home, right? Not overplay the run and simply to get moving in the other direction and drop the flat off. That's why every naked has a flat right there. So if you have pressure, you're trying to get the flat. If you've got two steps on the flat, you take it. You give it to the guy, and you don't try to do too much. You don't spend too much time looking at the pressure. Come out. He's got two steps. Give it to him. Put it on him right there. Make a play.
So, look, I'm seeing that exact same thing from Jayden Daniel. And last year, this team, this offense, had so many long, sustained drives, right? They ate up 8 minutes off the clock. They ate up 9 minutes, 7 minutes, and they ended with a touchdown when they got to the red zone. And a big part of that was because they had so many positive plays in a row. I mean, I think the fan base, we might be overlooking the fact that last year we had a lot of 3-yard plays, and 2nd and 7 would get a 3-yard play, and then 3rd and 4 would get a 3-yard play, and you know what? 4th and 1, they were converting it. And so it was like, oh, nobody really cared that there were
a lot of
2 or 3-yard plays last year, right? And Jayden was just taking what the defense was giving him. Every once in a while, a guy would make a guy miss, and a 3-yard play would become 10. But he was taking those, and so many times we were set up 2nd and 6, and 2nd and 6, then you can run the ball or you can play action pass. But this season, he's not taking a lot of those, and he's trying to create something, and so you're seeing a 2nd and 10, or you're seeing a 3rd and 8. And so that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the exact same thing that Kurt Warner is seeing. And to me, there's a million factors that go into that, right? Like, why isn't he taking what the defense is giving him? Well, because he knows his defense is not going to get a stop, or because he doesn't trust his offensive line, or because he doesn't even trust the receivers are going to catch it. They dropped it in preseason.
He doesn't have Terry.
Yeah.
He doesn't have anything.
Yeah. I think that's a big part of it. Here's more of Kurt Warner talking about Jayden Daniels.
And instead, again, we're spending a lot of time creating. And, yep, I mean, I played quarterback. Yes, there's times where you're getting hit a lot, getting a lot of pressure, you get impatient, you stop seeing the field, and you start looking to create. It happens. That was my point, is he's not seeing the field and playing as patiently as he did a year ago. Here comes the throw. It's coming. Okay, we can always give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he doesn't feel this guy coming out because this guy chipped, and maybe he didn't think it was ever going to come, and that's why he took off. Okay, I can live with that. If that's the reason, I don't get a chance to talk to Jaden, but if that's the reason, I can live with that.
I think there's a lot of Jaden being hesitant because the guys weren't there in training camp, or he didn't play enough in preseason, and the injuries. I really think that that's probably what it is, right? I mean, every little thing changes when you're dealing with a knee injury and you're wearing a knee brace. Your mechanics change slightly, right? Or then you are dealing with a hamstring injury, so you don't trust your speed anymore, right? I mean, the injuries are playing a factor in this, and then he doesn't have the pieces around him. And so, look, there's a lot of room for improvement. I think it's fair to criticize him for his play this season outside of just the injury. I will say, Kurt Warner had, like, the ultimate worst timing ever, dropping this 30-minute breakdown a couple days after he has a devastating injury.
I think it is so hard to evaluate when everything else is happening.
Yeah. But the thing is there was tape on film last year of him in the exact same plays making the positive play happen.
Yeah, that's why it makes me think it's everything else.
Yeah.
So, like, as I was at that Falcons game where he ran for 150 yards, he played hero ball nonstop. It was one of his best games. Just, it was magical.
Yeah.
Nothing been close to that this season.
Right, right. And I think it starts on the offensive line. I really do. Let's play one more clip of Kurt Warner breaking down Jaden Daniels' decisions.
So, they're going to run a quick out up here. All right? Now, to me, it's already a challenge. I would never go to that side, you know, because I don't like quick outs against press coverage because they're always going to be tight throws, okay? Because the guy's right on top of him. He's going 5 yards. There's not really any chance to separate. So, I don't like to go there. But if I'm going to go there, I'm going to expect tight coverage. I'm going to have to hit my back foot, and I'm going to have to let the ball go. You got to let it go. You got to trust it because it's not going to be wide open.
That's what it is.
A guy's pressing him. It's not going to be wide open. So if you go there, see it, hit your back foot, let it go. Play aggressively. Play fast.
I think it's trust. I really think trust is the biggest factor here. And he threw an interception, right, earlier in the season, and maybe that changed his confidence and his abilities. But from what I watched from Kurt Warner's, and a lot of it is a visual, I thought the audio was a good explanation, but visually when you see, Kurt Warner's basically saying in one of these plays, the guy on the right side of the field's not going to be open. You should recognize that pre-snap, drop back and look left. Jaden didn't recognize that pre-snap, drop back, looked right. By the time he went back left, it's too late. He's too late on his progression, right? And last year we were talking about how he was so on time with his progression. We talked all at length about the VR headset and how that's so helpful with him making these split-second reads. Well, he's taking a little longer to process this season, and to me, that the biggest factor is trust. He does not trust his weapons. He does not trust his offensive line. And recently, I'm not sure how much he even trusts his own body with the injuries that he's piled up. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Wanted to mix it up right now, give you the latest in Hollywood and entertainment. And yes, YouTube TV and ESPN still don't have a deal, which means you cannot watch Monday Night Football, which means you cannot watch Saturday College. And what kills me is it's the death of the quad box on YouTube TV, which was so much fun when college basketball or college football were going on. It's time for Netflix here on The Fan.
Netflix, the best of streaming services, TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
Stubby, let's put Jeremy here, Jay Money, under the microscope a little bit. He's going to be taking over on AWOD Radio. And are we going to be able to do Netflix anymore? You are my movie guy. You collect your Your TV stub, your movie Stubbs, that's how you got the name.
I know, even though some people don't quite love All My Takes.
Yeah.
The Step Brothers incident of, well, that, of 2023.
I mean, I'm still upset about that. And we still get listeners that DM me that are upset. You, once again, you don't think the movie's funny.
No. Like, not, I mean, the last 15 minutes is.
Last the Catalina
the
wine Catali- mixer?
The Catalina wine, the dude, Catalina wine mixer is comedy gold, but I, the whole lead
did we
I
just
hated.
Become best friends is an iconic
God, I roll my eyes every time I hear someone say that in
oh,
real
boy.
Life.
Oh, boy. Well, we might not agree on Will Ferrell, but we've had a lot of fun talking movies and Hollywood and entertainment. Jeremy, J Money, when I say favorite comedy movie, what comes to mind for you?
Ugh.
What makes you laugh? You can throw it on over and over and over again.
Oh, God. You can't go wrong with a good Adam Sandler movie. Oh. Like some. What
I like that. He's barking up the right tree. All right.
I don't know if there's one in particular, because they're all, I mean, they're all a little different, but mm-hmm. It's just, you throw one on, it's generally going to be a pretty good time.
Like, you could throw on The Water Boy and sit back and relax and have fun. Well, stop, we're not going to do any Adam Sandler hate on this program. You still doing a podcast? That's when you can get your Adam Sandler takes off. No, I love The Sandman.
I love The Sandman.
And there's nobody traveling the country and doing a better show right now and promoting it on social media. I love. He takes like 100 photos at all of his events. He gets people that dress up looking like him, and then he posts them on social media.
I rock with the guy.
Yeah. You just, I don't think you understand comedy, because sometimes you're missing the mark with Adam Sandler movies here.
And like, Rob Schneider. We fought
well,
over that.
I'm not going to be defending Rob Schneider anymore. But I will say he's got some very funny movies, including one of my favorite, The Hot Chick. I don't think you've seen The Hot Chick.
I've not seen any of his solo adventures.
But funny. But during the break, we were talking about how I did enjoy the new Liam Neeson movie, The Naked Gun.
Yes.
They redid it, and I had a lot of negative thoughts about it. Like, why can't you do something original? And you just went from Leslie Nielsen to Liam Neeson, and I hated that bit. But he did a good job in his role.
Did a good job.
And it's a, I don't think it's like butt funny. I think it's funny.
I think you watched it alone in a room.
Yeah.
And I think a comedy like that, when it's 1,000 jokes a minute, is kind of hard to sell like that. I saw in a theater, I was cackling. And Naked Gun, the original, is one of the best comedies of all time. I've watched that movie plenty of times. And this one is not as good, but it feels like unique. Like, there's a lot of copied bits, but they do a lot of their own things, and they have a lot of fun with the kind of premise.
Were you excited, Jay Money, to the news that Brendan Fraser will be picking up his role again in The Mummy?
Ooh.
They're bringing that back. The 1999 The Mummy, which mixed Indiana Jones with his Brendan Fraser style.
Did they get a
of
couple
comedy?
Of sequels for that? I've only seen the one. I don't
I
remember
think
if they
did
it
a Mummy 2.
They made a sequel for it, and
yeah,
I know they made
did.
Like a different Mummy in the last like 10 years
or
so.
Oh, the Tom Cruise one?
Yeah.
To try to create the Universal
they,
Monster
Brendan
extended
Fraser
universe.
Brendan Fraser did The Mummy 2, and The Mummy Tomb of the Dragon Empire. And that was really bad. And I think that's, they like transitioned to Tom Cruise after that.
Yeah.
But I have always loved Brendan Fraser.
Oh, yeah. The Mummy's a banger.
Yeah.
Like, absolute banger of a movie. Great,
I mean,
ride at Universal.
So is George of the Jungle. I mean, freaking love that movie.
You catch the whale.
Yeah.
His comeback.
The whale's it's a tearjerker.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's a tough watch.
It is. I watched it. I enjoyed it. I don't think I'll ever watch it
again. Never.
No.
Never.
No. But could you imagine being that big?
College, my friend took his girlfriend on a date to see that movie. She complained about it to me multiple times
well,
after.
The thing is that she probably finished the movie and thought he was super attractive compared to the
oh,
whale.
Oh, that's a good thing.
All right. Any Hollywood or entertainment news that we should bring up here in terms of new movies or new TV shows?
I watched Rachel Sennett, who I love, has a new show on HBO Max. I Love LA.
So now you're in on TV shows
again. I love Rachel Sennett. It was fine. I guess it was nothing special. I want to see more. There's only a pilot out right now. But she's like the lead and like directing the whole thing. It's just, you know, a young girl in LA trying to start up and that kind of thing, and has messy friends. I'm a little intrigued. I laughed a couple times. It's definitely Gen Z humor.
Yeah, not for me. Jay Money, you watching anything right now?
Right now, I've been watching a little bit of the Gen V stuff that just came out on Amazon.
The Boys.
Yeah, it's just okay. Like,
yeah,
it's something. I haven't really. I'm in the between some stuff. I need to find something to like.
Did you see all of The Boys?
Yeah, I saw all The Boys. I watched season one of Gen V, and then I don't know. It just,
season one was pretty good.
It was, and this one is it's just kind of a lot.
Yeah, well, and The Boys is it became like a really good cast, right? Like everybody kind of fell into their role really well with Carl Urban and Anthony Starr as Homelander. Yeah, I mean the boys is really good. How does like is Anthony Starr going to be able to get another job, or is he going to be like Draco Malfoy that couldn't get another job?
I think he's talented enough that he can do other.
Yeah,
other
but he's
things.
like even if you haven't seen The Boys, you've probably heard of his character being just the biggest pain in the
butt. Yeah, because I have not seen the show, and I'm very aware of Homelander.
Of Homelander, yeah.
I got one. There's a Miss Piggy movie in the works.
No, next?
Where do you land on the Muppets?
I mean, I liked the Muppets when I was a kid.
Muppets. I think there should be Muppet stuff everywhere. No. There's not enough Muppets.
I mean, the only thing that I like that's Muppets now is the Kermit the Frog meme. I am a big
Which
fan
one?
Of that.
There's a couple.
The ones where he's sipping the tea.
Okay.
Come on now.
Dude, I love the Muppets so much. Really? They're like the great. I watch Muppet Christmas Carol every single year. The original Muppet show was fantastic back when it was running around the same time as SNL. I've watched a couple of those old ones. It's just, there's something magical about the Muppets. I even like the new ones with the How I Met Your Mother guy.
Did you see SNL with Miles Teller?
No, I need to watch some of the newer episodes. Yeah. I haven't caught up on the season.
I have not either. But I think they've been better.
Yeah, with the new cast.
I think
there's
a
lot
few
of switch
of the
around.
New cast are good. The ones that have experience, like those the comedy crew that already did a movie, the redhead
Please
guy.
Don't destroy guys.
Those guys are funny.
They keep bringing on Sabrina. She's good. Sabrina Carpenter. That's a fantastic SNL host. She knows exactly what the job is.
She can double up because she can sing. As
she's
well.
Like she was born to do SNL.
Yep. All right. We usually close the show by highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night. Given the fact that it is a Wednesday, I'm going to go to the NBA. And the Wizards will face off against the Boston Celtics tonight from the Boston Garden. And on Wednesdays, it's ESPN. And your ESPN game of the night is the Timberwolves at the Knicks, which would be cool because that's the trade that went down last year with Julius Randle and Karl Anthony Towns. And then the late game on ESPN is the Spurs against the Lakers. For Jay Money and Stubb running the ones and twos, you're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Grant and Danny will drive you home. Grant and Danny coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.